It took me a month to decide. When I first heard about the machine, I was curious. I was excited. I wasn't sure what exactly to expect. I called to get more information. I was referred to the website and told that no further information was available. The description was vague and only a few sentences long. Something about fulfilling your most extreme bondage fantasies, and a picture of a large, beautiful black box connected to several computers, monitors, and what looked like medical equipment. The more I thought about the box, what they called the machine, the more intrigued I became. I kept returning to the site, studying the picture, trying to imagine what it did, how it worked. Some nights I couldn't sleep. I'd fantasize about bondage. The more intense, the better. I wanted it. I craved it. I needed it. So after weeks of obsessing about it, I made another call and set up an appointment to experience the machine. I went for an interview. There was a psych profile and full physical examination. 3 interviews. The questions were very personal, bordering on humiliating. I was asked to reveal personal fantasies, desires, kinks, fetishes. Everything was recorded. There were times when I held back. It was just a bit much. And then the most disappointing email ever. We are sorry. You are not ready. Please reapply in 6 weeks. I was crushed. For those 6 weeks, I couldn't stop thinking about the questions they asked. How I should have been more open, more honest. I started replaying the interviews in my head each night. But this time I confessed fully. Everything. I masturbated every night, thinking about exposing all my innermost secrets. And when 6 weeks were up, I reapplied again. Within a few seconds, I received a response. 4406 West 9th Street, 4 p.m. was all it said. When I arrived, I was taken to a room and told to strip and place my clothes in a small bin. I did as I was told. Once the lid shut on the bin, it retracted back into the wall, disappearing. I panicked a bit and turned back towards the door, only now to realize there was no door handle. I could see the outline of the door, but it merged almost seamlessly with the wall. There was a click, and on the other side of the room, another door opened, just enough to pull it towards me. It was another interview room. I sat on the metal chair, naked. There was only one question. Is there anything you would like to tell us? It came spilling out of me. Everything I had failed to say before. I don't know how long I talked, but I was getting more and more turned on as I confessed everything. The interviewer sat quietly. Their expression gave away nothing. I knew I had to expose everything to them. I wasn't going to miss my chance. When I finished talking, I could feel my cheeks were burning with embarrassment. I was a mess. There was a long silence. It felt like an eternity. And then came the words, "You are ready." The interviewer stood up and walked through a door which was also seamless once pulled shut. There was silence. I became aware of a slight chill in the room. I could hear my breathing and my heartbeat. And then another click and a different door opened. Over the loudspeaker came a cold, direct voice. "You will now enter the machine." I stood up, my heart pounding, and my stomach filled with butterflies. I crossed the room, stepped through the door, and found myself standing in front of the machine that I had been dreaming about for weeks. There was a gentle hum filling the room, the sound of machines, electronics, and computer fans. The door to the machine opened, and with a sense of excitement, anxiety, and overwhelming need and desire, I stepped inside. It was smaller than I imagined, and pitch black once the door closed. I could hear and feel things moving around me. The floor felt like it was raising. I could almost feel the top of the box touch my head. It was just barely pressing my hair. I tried to reach up to touch my hair, but the walls had closed in around me. I could still move a bit, but my arms were effectively pinned to my sides. I let out a long exhale. It felt good to be trapped, boxed. It was exactly the feeling I dreamed about. Helpless, contained. It was already having an effect on me. I tried to move my hands to the front. The front was closer now. Not enough room to squeeze my hand through. No touching myself now, and God, how I wanted to. I could hear the muffled sounds of machinery outside the box. And suddenly I gasped as I felt hands on me, gripping my upper arms, fingers compressing my flesh. But not fingers, not metal either, soft and warm, encircling my upper arms, slowly wrapping around me. Not fingers now, but firm bands of something. They were somehow connected and pulling my arms behind me. The solid wall that was pressing against my back was now softer, almost fluid. My shoulders stretched a bit, not enough to be painful, but enough to know I was bound. Then the same with my forearms, and then my wrists. I moaned softly. My arms now totally immobilized, pulled behind me. The wall was now fluid and shaping itself around me. I could press forward a bit to the front, but my arms were stuck, bound. I felt something oozing down the back of my hands, slow and viscous. It felt like it was shaping itself to my body, slowly wrapping around each finger, sticky like glue. When my fingers met, they stuck together. I found my hands being pressed together, and slowly I felt the ability to move my hands begin to disappear. Fingers bound to each other. I could move them back and forth a bit at the wrists, but it felt like my hands were trapped in a single rubber sticky glove. The wall slowly morphed, as if it was reaching out and grabbing my hands, pulling them back and sealing them inside. Now even my fingers were immobilized. I didn't expect it to have that kind of effect. I was trying desperately to just wiggle my fingers. Nothing. The pressure on my arms, wrists, and fingers grew more intense. It was an even compression all over. Every part of my arms felt bound. It was harder to move now. I could still move my legs a bit, flex my feet and toes. My head was still free, and I could still turn it side to side and lower my chin just a bit. I closed my eyes and tried to focus on my breathing. The bondage was affecting me more than I anticipated. Nothing hurt, but there was a constant awareness of the compression and immobilization. I felt a slight pulse run through whatever it was that was wrapping around my arms and hands. It was like a gentle touch, maybe even a massage. It felt so good, and it made me feel incredibly aware of my bondage. It triggered something in my brain. You are trapped. You are helpless. There is no escape. I felt a flood of embarrassment, of helplessness, of anxiety. I closed my eyes and let it all flood over me. A moan escaped my lips, and I felt a drop of wetness start to slowly drip down my thigh. I suddenly became aware of how wet I was, how aroused. I could smell myself. I wanted to hide, to escape. So embarrassed and so ashamed of how excited I was by my bondage. I need to touch myself, to come. I tried to tug on my arms to free them, but they were frozen in place. Another wave of pulsing energy washed over them, and I felt bound even more. Now my legs. The same sensations, rubbery, sticky, wrapping, pulling them together. Oh, God, no. I thought, this can't be real. This can't be happening. This process was much slower, agonizingly slow. I could feel my freedom being stripped away, bit by bit. My pussy starting to throb and tingle. God, the need to touch it just a bit. Anything, some sensation. I started to beg. It was now going impossibly slow. Please just do it, I thought. I was desperate for my bondage. Hungry, needy, slowly wrapped, compressed, absorbed. No way to move now, not an inch. I was now completely trapped and immobilized, pinned to the wall. And then the slow oozing of something on my feet. God, I thought, no. Sticky, slow, slight pressure, and then more and more. My feet became one solid mass. Ankles bound, feet stuck, toes immobilized. That hit me the hardest. I hadn't realized how much it would affect me to not even be able to wiggle my toes. It was everything I had been dreaming about. My fantasy, my dream, my desire, my nightmare. I tried to just let go and give in to the experience. But every time I did, I'd feel that gentle pulse in my arms and now my legs. A gentle reminder. You are bound. You are trapped. There is no escape. Each time the pulse washed over me, my pussy would tingle again. I could feel my wetness growing, and with it, my shame and embarrassment. More silence, punctuated only with periodic and random sensations, reminding me of my bondage. No pattern, no way to guess. Pitch black, no way to see anything. The air I'm breathing now is filled with the scent of my dripping pussy. As I inhale it, I feel myself becoming intoxicated by my own arousal. My brain short circuits when I feel something brush my nipples, something touching them. Slowly it becomes familiar, rubbery, sticky. It is now pressing against my breasts, wrapping around them, coating them. As it moves over me, I feel it touch the top of my thighs. It's coming toward me, slowly. It wraps around my chest and legs. And then the sticky ooze is on my belly and my hips, gradually making its way between my legs. I shake my head as best as I can, not wanting it to touch me there. Oh God, not there. It feels like it is dripping over my belly, just like my cunt is now dripping. It starts to cover me. It feels so warm, so sticky, but it doesn't stop. It presses inside me, filling me. It coats my pussy lips and surrounds my clit. It feels thinner and almost slippery. I realize I can't smell myself anymore. I'm sealed shut. But it doesn't just seal me. It moves. It keeps moving. Moving, pressing, sliding. It doesn't stop. Touching every part of me, inside and out. If I could squirm, I would, but I'm held absolutely motionless. It knows just where to touch me and where not to. I've lost my words now. Eyes closed, heart racing, every second now becoming an eternity. I've never been so aroused. A pulse washed over my arms and legs. I feel pressure on my breasts and it tingling my nipples. Whatever is there is moving too. It tingles and it pinches me, hard enough to make me yelp, but I can't help but think it feels so good. My pussy is tingling, vibrating, aching. I can't move an inch except for my head, which I'm shaking and trying to use it to make it all stop, as absurd as that sounds. I feel something wide and sticky being pressed to my forehead. It feels like some kind of wire is attached, pressing across the top of my head. Now two more sticky pads are pressed against my temples. I shake my head to try to get them off. Nothing helps. And then my mind goes blank. Like, I am staring at a white screen. It is pitch black, but I see lights flashing and blinking. I close my eyes, but it doesn't matter. After a few seconds, it stops. And I breathe a sigh of relief. More waves of little pulses tingling in my clit. I am pulled back to the reality of my bondage. This is no longer arousal, it is desperation. I feel like I could orgasm at any second, yet nothing I am feeling will allow it. I need something else, something more. I don't even know what it is, I just know I need it. It becomes the only thing I can think about, and I don't even know what it is. Suddenly I get flashes in my mind. Images, sounds, thoughts. They come too fast to process, but I know they are making me feel even more desperate. Waves of pulses, teasing in my pussy. Nipples pinched and soothed over and over. I feel a drip on my forehead. And another. It starts to roll down my face. It is rubbery and sticky and I close my eyes. First it finds my lips, coating them. It slowly enters my mouth. I try to keep my lips pressed tight, but nothing works. It fills my mouth more and more, growing larger. It is soft and spongy. I start to panic as it continues down my throat. Now I feel it drip on my nose, coating it, and slowly finding its way inside. I feel pressure as it spreads my nostrils open and fashions itself into a tube. As I move my head, it feels like tendrils attached to my face. With my mouth filled, I'm forced to breathe through my nose now. I can get enough air to breathe, but I feel my breathing growing measured. It feels like getting out of sync would be dangerous. I try to calm myself, but a new wave of pleasure washes over me. I find my breathing harder to control, making me a bit lightheaded. Flashes of sounds, images, desires fill my brain. More dripping on my forehead, and now the stickery, rubbery substance makes its way to my eyes, slowly coating my eyelids. I try to keep them open as long as possible. I know if I blink, they will be sealed shut. Another wave of pleasure and teasing, and I forget all about my eyes, closing them. I can't open them again. I feel the thick, rubbery, sticky substance now at the base of my neck, slowly creeping up. Now it's on my cheeks, my ears, my nose, over my eyes, forehead, the top of my head. It's a bit fluid at first, but slowly it grows stiff. Eyes sealed shut, mouth completely filled. Nose tubes are my only connection to the world now. The waves continue to wash over my body. Images flash in my brain. I can't move or speak. I can't even blink. Finally, I can feel something spreading my ass cheeks apart, and something small is pressed against my asshole. Gradually, it slides inside me. I can do nothing but accept it. It's inside me. It starts to expand. I want to scream as I feel a flood of warm, soapy water pumped inside me. It cramps slightly. I can't do anything. More waves of pleasure as I'm being cleaned out. I feel the same in my cunt, but this time it's a small tube sliding in my urethra. I can feel my pee draining out of me. The pressure in my ass subsides, and I try to hold it back, but I can't. I let go and expel everything. My body is no longer under my control. Even my breathing is now being regulated. I can feel it getting harder to breathe as I get more aroused, adding to my state of desperation. I'm most shocked by the feeling of something being pumped into my gag. The tube down my throat bypasses my mouth. I realize I'm being fed. I realize this is how I will live from now on. Images flood my mind again. Sounds, desires. I can't make it stop. I can't even cry. My body isn't mine anymore. It now is part of the machine. And the machine has only one job: to fulfill my most extreme bondage fantasies. Only then did it dawn on me. The last thing I said in my interview, that I wanted to live this way for the rest of my life. Now that I am inside the machine, I never want to go back.